turn to the book of Acts.
让我们一起翻到《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传第二十二章。
With verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
Through verse 16.
读到第十六节。
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们的弟兄先用英文从第一节读到第十六节，然后我们再读中文第一节到第十六节。
Brethren and fathers, hear my defense, which I now make to you, and hearing that he addressed them in the Hebrew tongue, they kept the more quiet, and he says, I'm a Jew.Born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city, at the feet of Gamaliel, educated according to the exactness of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as you are all this day, who have persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering up in prisons to prisons.Both men and women, as also the high priest bears me witness and all the elderhood, from whom also, having received letters to the brethren, I went to Damascus to bring those also who were there bound to Jerusalem to be punished. And it came to pass as I was journeying and drawing near to Damascus,that about midday there suddenly shone out of heaven a great light round about me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom thou persecutest.But they that were with me beheld the light, and were filled with fear, but heard not the voice of him that was speaking to me. And I say, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise up, and go to Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which it is appointed thee to do. And as I could not see, throughThe glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came to Damascus. And a certain Ananias, a pious man, according to the law, born witness to by all the Jews who dwelt there, coming to me and standing by me, said to me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight.And I in the same hour received my sight and saw him. And he said, The God of our fathers has chosen thee beforehand to know his will, and to see the just one, and to hear a voice out of his mouth. For thou shalt be a witness for him to all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why lingerest thou? Arise.And get baptized, and have thy sins washed away, calling on his name.
是，诸位父兄，请听，我现在对你们分述。众人听他说的是希伯来话，就更加安静了。保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利加的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教。”热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样，我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都锁拿下监。这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们达于弟兄的书信，往大马士革去，要把在那里奉这道的人锁拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。我将到大马士革，正走的时候，约在晌午。 忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？我回答说：主啊，你是谁？他说：我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说：主啊，我当做什么？主说：起来，进大马士革去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。我因那光的荣耀不能看见，同行的人就拉着我的手，拉着我手进了大马士革。那里有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，按着律法是虔诚人，为一切住在那里的犹太人所称赞。他来见我，站在旁边对我说：兄弟扫罗，你可以看见。我当时往上一看，就看见了他，看见他了。他又说：我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音。因为你要将所看见、所听见的，对着万人为他做见证。现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we want to praise and thank thee.
亲爱的主，我们要感谢赞美你。
For gathering us together here this morning.
今天早上在这里聚集我们。
We thank thee for thy promise, precious promise.
我们为着你这宝贝的应许，我们感谢你。
Thou hast promised us.
你应许我们。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in their midst.
你的话告诉我们说，无论在哪里，只要有两三个人奉着我们的名聚集，我就在他们的中间。
We thank thee for giving us the assurance.
我们感谢你给我们如此的确据。
That thou art here with us.
今天早上你就在我们的中间。
We do realize that we are all standing on holy ground.
我们实在也知道我们站在一个圣地。
We thank thee for bringing us into thy very presence.
我们感谢你把我们 带进你真实的同在中间。
Lord, we want to say to thee what thou hast to say to us.
我们要对主说，主，你有什么话要对我们说？
We are thy bond servants.
我们是你的奴仆。
We are here waiting to hear thy word.
我们在这里等候你对我们说的话。
We want thy word to be living and real.In our lives,
我们愿你的话在我们的生命都是活泼真实的。
That we may live for thee and for thy glory,
我们能够为着你而活，为着你的荣耀而活。
We commit this time into your hand,
我们把底下的时间仰望在你的手中。
Trusting thy Holy Spirit to do His work,
我们完全相信你的圣灵要做他的工作。
And it is all for your glory.
都是为着你的荣耀而工作。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你荣耀宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
God, for gathering us together this morning.
感谢主在今天早上聚集我们。
I do realize that every time we have the opportunity to meet together, it is.The mercy of God.
我实在相信，每一次我们有机会聚集，都是神自己的怜悯。
We all know that our Lord Jesus is coming soon.
我们都知道我们的主快要来了。
He may come at any time.
他任何一个时间都会来。
Hopefully, he will come when we are gathering here.
我们实在盼望，当我们聚集的时候，他就来了。
What glory!
那是何等的荣耀。
But he knows us.
但是他实在知道我们。
He is patient with us.
他对我们有完全的忍耐。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
And he wants to prepare us for his return.
他要预备我们，为他的再来来预备我们。
That when he comes back,
当他再来的时候，
we can meet him with joy.
我们能够用喜悦的心与他相会。
So this is the reason why we are here this morning.
这就是为什么我们今天早上聚集在这里的原因。
Now, I would like to share with you something which is very familiar.
我想与弟兄姐妹一起分享，弟兄姐妹可能都很熟悉的。
But it is very basic.
但也是非常基本的。
And it is on this matter of the heavenly vision.
就是有关于从天上来的启示。
We know that that heavenly mission, vision transformed the life of a person.
我们知道天上来的启示是可以改变，完全的改变一个人的生活。
Because before he received that vision, he was Saul the Pharisee.
在他接受到这个天上来启示之前，他是法利赛人扫罗。
But after he had received that vision,
当他接受了从这个天上来的异象，
he was transformed into Paul the Apostle.
他就变成了使徒保罗。
So that heavenly vision is a life-transforming vision.
所以这个天上来的异象是可以把我们的生命完全改变的一个异象。
And we believe that it is the same vision that God wants every one of us to see.
我们也相信这个保罗所受到的异象也是神预备我们每一个人都可以接受的异象。
Because we all need that transforming vision.
我们都需要让我们能够生命这种完全改变的意象。
Of course, we are all different.
当然我们都不一样。
Not only our features are different.
不仅我们的脸的这个脸是不一样。
But even our souls are different.
就是我们自己的魂也不一样。
You know, God loves variety.
你知道神是喜欢的 这样子的不一样。
So of the billions and billions of people,
所以有几十亿几十亿的人，
no two persons are exactly alike.
没有两个是完全一模一样的。
But this is only our outward features.
但是这不过是我们外面的表现而已。
So far as our soul is concerned,
对于我们的魂来说，
we are all different.
我们也不一样。
Because our soul also has a shape.
我们的魂也是有一个形状的。
We call it temperament.
我们就说我们的性情。
气质。
我们的气质。
Every person is different in his or her temperament.
所以每一个人的气质也不一样。
So for this reason,
因为这个原因，
our experience are different.
我们人生的经历也不一样。
Because we are different people.
因为我们就是不一样的人。
So we will experience things in different ways.
所以我们也经历不一样的事情。
But the principles behind our experience is the same.
但是在这些经历背后的原则却是一样。
So we would like to use this experience that Saul has experienced.To help us.
所以我就想愿意用保罗所经历的来帮助我们了解。
You know, by the grace of God, we who gathered here are all the Lord's.
我们在这里所聚集的都是属于主的。
How the Lord Jesus came to us.
我们的主耶稣来寻找我们。
How he saved us.
他拯救我们。
We all have the same.Experience in principle.
所以在这个经历的原则上面都是相同的。
Though the way we experience salvation are different.
但虽然我们经历这个救拯救救恩是不太一样。
But the principle behind it is all the same.
但是在这个经历背后的原则都是一样。
So we believe that in our spiritual experiences.
所以在我们的属灵的经历上。
The same thing will happen.
同样的事情也要发生在我们每一个人身上。
We will experience each according to our special temperament.
我们是按照我们自己特别的气质，我们来经历。
But behind it, you find the principle is just the same.
但是在经历背后的原则却是一样的。
Because God has called us with a high calling.
所以神他来招我们是一个非常崇高的招来招我们。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
we are all called by God.
我们都是被神所招。
Do not think that only a few are called of God to serve him.
不要想只有几个人是被神所招来侍奉他。
Every one of us,
每一个人，
him who God has foreknown,He has called.
他预先所知道的，他就招他们来。
And because he has called, he has justified.
他所招来的人，他又称他们为义。
But to be justified is not enough.
但是被称义并不是完全神完全的心意。
It is just the beginning.
不过是开始而已。
Because what he has justified, he will sanctify.
因为他所招来的，他所称为义的人，他又让他。让他们成圣。
And what he has sanctified, he will even glorify.
他所成圣的人，他又让他们得荣耀。
Now we know when you read 2 Peter chapter 1.
弟兄姐妹，当我们读到彼得后书第二章的时候
，verse 3，
第三节
，you find God has called us according to His glory and virtue.
所以神是用他自己的。荣耀美德来拣选我们。
In other words,
换一句话说
God has called us not according to our need.
所以神招我们并不是因为我们有需要他来招我们。
Yes, we have need.
是的，我们有需要。
Because we were dead in sins and transgressions.
因为我们都死在过犯罪恶之中。
We had no hope, no God.
我们没有任何的希望，我们也没有神。
We were children of wrath.
我们是愤怒之子
，But God had mercy.
但是神对我们有怜悯。
So by His great mercy, He has come to us in salvation.
因为他对我们这极大的怜悯，所以他把他救恩来赐给我们。
To meet our needs,
对付我们的需要。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，We need to remember, God does not call us.According to our need.
神招我们并不是我们的需要他来招我们。
God has called us by His glory and by His virtue.
他招我们是按照他自己的荣耀还有他的美德。
Now, how can we describe God's glory?
我们如何来形容神的荣耀?
Nobody can really understand what God's glory is.
没有人任何一个人能够真正知道神的荣耀
，because he is too glorious，
因为他实在是太荣耀了。
His glory is beyond our apprehension，
他是他的荣耀超过我们可以想象。
Our God is glory itself，
我们的神本身就是荣耀。
But when he calls us，
但是当他召我们的时候
，he is calling us according to his glory，
他是按照他自己的荣耀来召我们。
In other words，
换句话说。
If we find ourselves being saved,
当我们发现我们得救的时候
，of course we are very happy.
我们在得救的时候，当然我们非常的喜乐。
Just like one brother says,
就像我们的弟兄所说
，If my two feet will be inside heaven, I'm satisfied.
如果我只要两只脚能够进入天堂，我就满意了。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹
you are satisfied, but God is not satisfied.
虽然你可能已经满意了，但是神并没有满意。
Because when God calls us, He calls us according to His glory.
因为神按照他的荣耀来召我们。
Unless,
除非
He is able to bring us into glory,
除非
He is not satisfied.
除非他能够把我们也带进他的荣耀里面，他就不会。有满足 满意的时候
and he called us by his virtue.
他也按照他自己的美德来召我们。
Now, can we understand what God's virtue is?
我们可以来了解神的美德、美善呢？
We know a little bit of his love.
我们只知道一点点他的爱。
But how great is love? His love, nobody knows.
但是他的爱的这个广大，我们却没有办法知道。
And nobody knows what his virtue is.
我们也没有办法知道神的美善
，because his virtue itself，
因为他自己本身就是美善。
And how great is that virtue? Nobody understand.
他美善的这个广大也没有人可以知道。
But he calls us according to his virtue.
但是他却按照他自己的美善来召我们。
To put it another way，
换句话说
，when he calls us，
他召我们的时候
，he wants us to be conformed to his image。
他要我们也磨成他自己的形象
，not just barely saved，
不只是仅仅得救而已
，but to save to such an extent，
但是得救到如此的地步
，that God can look at us and be satisfied，
神能够看着我们，而且他心里面能够满意。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，do not be satisfied too early.
不要太早就满意。
God will never be satisfied with us until He looks at us and He sees Himself.
只有当神他看见我们的时候，他看见他的自己在我们的心中，在我们的里面，他才会满意。
And this is God's calling.
这是神的恩召。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
according to the calling of God,
按照神的恩召，
God wants us to see the heavenly vision.
神要我们看见那天上来的异象。
God wants to enlarge our horizon.
他神要扩充我们的度量。
And with that heavenly vision,
用这个天上的这个意象
as our calling,
来成为我们的恩召。
Then he is able to lead us into that vision.
然后他能够带领我们真正进入那样子的意象。
In other words,
换句话说，
that heavenly vision is to be in you.
那天上来的意象是要在我们的心中。
And you will be in that vision.
我们也在那个意象中间。
And that is transformation.
这是这种生命的改变。
That is the will of God for us.
这是神对我们的旨意。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹，
I'm never tired of talking about the heavenly vision.
所以我从来不会说好像这个厌倦交通神的意象，天上的意象。
Because that heavenly vision is the eternal purpose of God.
因为这个天上的意象就是神永远的旨意。
It is His eternal purpose concerning us.
所以这是对我们的，神对我们的永远的旨意。
So we need really to see it in our spirit.
所以我们 真正要在我们的灵里面能够看见。
And not only that,
不仅如此，
but to enter into it.
我们也能够真正的进入那个从天上来的意象。
So brothers and sisters, I hope you're not tired.Of hearing the heavenly vision.
所以我盼望弟兄姐妹也不要厌倦听见这个天上来的意象。
Let us review it and review it and review it.
我们需要不停地回到天上的意象中间。
Until we become part of it and it becomes part of us.
直到有一天它成我们的一部分，我们也成为意象的一部分。
Now let us look to what happened to that man called Saul.
让我们来看一下这个发生在扫罗身上的事情。
You know, Saul of Tarsus is the best specimen of human beings.
你知道 就人来讲，这个大树的扫罗实在是一个最好的人。
I think you can hardly find any person as good as Saul of Tarsus.
所以我想在人中间你很少能够看见像大树的扫罗如此好的一个人。
He has such a good background.
他有如此好的背景。
He was a Jew.
他是一个 犹太人。
And he is a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来中间的希伯来人。
Now what does that mean?
那表示什么呢？
It means that in his family,
那表示在他的家庭中间，
they spoke Hebrew language.
他们是说希伯来话。
Even though,he was not born in Jerusalem.
虽然他是在耶路撒冷出生。
He was born in Tarsus.
他在大树出生。
And yet you find in that family.
但是你却发现在他的家庭中间。
They use Hebrews.
他们是使用希伯来话。
So he was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
所以他是希伯来中的希伯来人。
And he was circumcised on the eighth day.
所以他在第八天的时候他就受了割礼。
He is a kosher Jew.
他就是所谓真正的这个我们所谓的 kosher 的这个犹太人。
And then when he was young,
当他年轻的时候，
he went to Jerusalem.
他到了耶路撒冷。
And became a student of Gamaliel.
所以他曾在加马列门下受教。
Gamaliel at that time was the greatest rabbi.
所以加马列在当时是最好的一个犹太教的教师。
And Saul was his student.
扫罗就成为他的学生。
And not only that,
不仅如此，
but he became a Pharisee.
他成为一个法利赛人。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
today when you hear the word Pharisee,
今天你听见法利赛人，
you say, a hypocrite,
你就成为那个是虚假的人。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹，
you know, in history, there were never more than 2,000 or 3,000 Pharisees.
在历史中间的话，没我们知道没有任何
at one time.
在任何一个时代没有超过两三千位的真正的法利赛人。
It was a very strict Jewish sect.
他们是在犹太教中是守最严谨的教导的。
They made their life the study of the Bible.
他们的一生，他们的就是来研读圣经。
And they were supposed to keep every letter of the word.
他们要守圣经中的一点一点一画。
Even so,Most Pharisees were hypocrites.
虽然好像大部分的这个法利赛人都是虚伪。
And yet this young man was a true Pharisee.
但是这个年轻人却是一个真正的法利赛人。
He tried his very best to keep every letter of the law.
他用他自己的力量要遵守圣经中神一点一画的教训。
And you know most young people.
你们知道大部分的年轻人。
They were seeking for the world.
他们就寻找世界上的事情。
But this young man was seeking for heaven.
但是这个年轻人却寻找天上的事。
He devoted his whole life in seeking God.
他把他一生都愿意来交给神。
And he kept all the traditions of the Father.
他也遵守这个他的祖先们的一切的教导。
At that time, the Jewish tradition was the best of all traditions.
在当时来讲，犹太人的这个传统是最好的传统。
That's the reason why many Gentiles admire their traditions.
所以为什么很多外邦人都愿意来遵守犹太人的教导。
And this young manwas faithful to all the traditions of the Father.
所以这个年轻人对于祖先一切的传统非常的忠心。
And he was a very zealous person. Zealous.
他也是一个非常热心的人。
He put his whole life into it.
他把他的一生的生命都放在其中。
And how did he express his zealousness?
他如何来表示他的热心？
He persecuted the followers.Of Jesus.
他就来逼迫那个信主耶稣信主的人。
Now why was it so?
他为什么这样做？
Because according to the Jewish tradition,
因为按照犹太人的传统，
they consider Jesus as a traitor.
他们把这个耶稣当作一个叛徒。
That's the reason why they try to get rid of him.
所以他们就为什么要把主耶稣要杀掉？
And they want to get rid of all the followers of Jesus.
他们也愿意把所有跟随主耶稣的除掉。
So you find this young man was so zealous.
所以你就看见这个年轻人是如此的热心。
He persecuted the followers of the way, not only in Jerusalem.
所以他就迫害信主耶稣基督这道的人，不仅在耶路撒冷，
even to the Gentile cities.
所以还到外邦人的地方。
How can you find a better specimen of human beings?
你如何能够好像看见像保罗像扫罗这样好的一个人？
And to his own thinking,
让他按照他自己的想法，
He thought he was serving God.
他认为说他这样子是服侍神。
But he was in darkness.
但是他却是在黑暗之中。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹，
So far as our natural man is concerned,
就是我们天然的本性来说，
before God, there is nothing good.
在没有认识神之前，我们身上没有一点好的。
Because even this best specimen of human beings,
但是就像这个在人中间最好的一个典范，
he lived in darkness.
他却活在黑暗之中。
And what a tragedy, what a pity it was.
这是何等的一个悲剧，何等可悲的一件事。
Just as you find in Ephesians chapter 2.
就像我们在以弗所书第二章所看见的。
You find in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1 through verse 3.
从第一节看到第三节。
And you, being dead in your offenses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once had our conversation in the lusts of our flesh, doing what the flesh and the thoughts willed to do, and were children by nature of wrath, even as the rest.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，顺从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
So far as our natural man is concerned.
所以就是我们天然的本性来说
This is the condition.
这就是我们刚才所读的就是我们的光景
But thank God.
但是感谢神
God knew the heart of man.
神知道人心
He did not look at appearance.
他不看我们的外表
He looked at the heart.
他看我们的内心
Even though by appearance you find he was in the wrong track.
所以就是外貌来讲好像扫罗是活在一个错的道路上面
But his heart was right before God
但是在神面前他的心却是对的
And because of this God showed mercy to him
因为这样所以神对他就施了怜悯
Letters from the high priest
所以他从那个大祭司那里拿了文书
To go to Gentile cities
他要到外邦人的中间
and to capture these followers of the way.
所以他要把那些信这道的人都所拿下监
brought them to Jerusalem and condemned them.
然后把他们带到耶路撒冷然后定罪他们
and while he was on the way to Damascus,
在他在往大马士革的路上的时候
we often say the love cord of God is very long. Love cord.
所以神的这个爱的绳索实在非常的长。
God will allow you to go as far as you possible.
所以神的这个爱的绳索可以容许我们走到很远的一个地方。
Before he pulled back.
但是到那个时候他却把这个绳索
一拉。So you find this man was on the way to Damascus.
所以你就发现扫罗是在往大马士革的路上。
To persecute the way of Jesus.
要迫害信耶稣这道的人。
But before he arrived Damascus.
但是在他到达大马士革之
前。It was at noontime.
这是午正的时候。
And suddenly a light came from heaven.
所以突然从天上就发大光。
It's brighter than the sun, noonday light.
就像是正午的光一样的亮
and it shone upon him
所以就照在他的身上
and he was smitten by that light
他就扑倒在地
and he fell on the ground
他就扑倒在地
people who were with him saw the light
与他在一起的人也看见了这光
they were all frightened
所以他们都非常的惧怕
but he was the only one who heard the voice
但是他却是其中唯一一个听见声音的人。
Then he heard a voice from heaven.
他就从天上听见从天上来的声音。
Saul,
Saul, 扫罗
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我
Don't you know it is hard for you to kick against the goads?
你知道用脚踢刺是难的吗
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
he heard a voice from heaven.
他从听见了从天上来的声音
And that voice came from one who knew him
这个声音是从那位知道他的人所发出的
Saul, Saul
扫罗扫罗
You know God knew every one of us
神知道我们每一位
Before we knew him
在我们知道他之前
He knows us through and through
他对我们就有完全的知道
So God said Saul, Saul
所以神说扫罗扫罗
Now Saul didn't know him
扫罗那时候还不知道神。
But God already has known him.
但是神已经知道扫罗。
And the voice says, "Why do you persecute me?"
所以那个声音说，你为什么逼迫我
？It is not an angry voice.
那个并不是一个好像愤怒的声音。
It is a voice full of sympathy.
却是一个充满同情怜悯的声音。
The voice says, "Why do you persecute me?"
这个声音说，你为什么逼迫我
？Because when you are doing that.
因为你在做那个这件事情的时候
You are kicking against the gods.
你就是用脚踢刺
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
You know what is behind these words?
你知道在这些话背后的意思吗
It tells us
它告诉我们
That everyone that comes into the world
每一个在这世界上的人
Is supposed to do God's will
是应该要照着神的心意而活
We are not born without any reason.
我们并不是好像没有任何目的就生出来。
We may not know the reason why.
我们可能不知道。
But God has a reason to bring us into this world.
但是神却有一个原因，一个目的，把我们带到这个世界上。
Whenever a person is born into this world,
每一个在这世上所出生的人
he is born.To do the will of God.
所出生的人都应该是来照着神的心意而活。
You know, we are all like the animals.
我们都像这个动物一样。
Like the ox or the horse.
像这个牛，像这个马。
And we are all under yoke.
我们都是在这个恶的负担重担底下。
God has put a yoke upon us.
神把一个这个恶放在我们的肩上。
For what purpose?
为什么呢？
The yoke is put on the animal in order that the animal may till the ground and do the bidding of the master.
你们知道，在牛身上的这个轭，就是为了让它能够耕田，来为它的主人来干活。
The animal is not supposed to live for itself.
这个动物不是应该为它自己而活。
To do its own will.
不是按照它自己的意思而活。
There is a purpose behind it.
在有一个有一在他背后有一个目的。
So whenever a person is born into this world,
所以每一个在这世上出生的人
，he or she is under the yoke of God.
所以不论是男女，都是在神的这个轭的底下。
Now why is it so?
为什么呢
？Because God has a work to do.
因为神在我们身上有他自己的工作。
And He is using human beings to do the work.
因为他会用着人来做他做为来成就他的目的。
So everyone is born with a purpose.
所以我们一个出生的人都是有一个目的。
Now we do not know that.
我们并不知道。
But this is a fact.
但是这却是事实。
You are born with a reason.
你是出生是有一个原因的。
You are born to do the work of God.
你出生是为了神的旨意而活的。
You are born under the yoke of God.
你出生是在神的这个轭底下。
But the animal has a wild nature.
但是我们知道这个动物的话，好像确实有一个非常野的一个个性。
It wants to do its own will.
它愿意照它自己意思而
活。So you find when that animal is under yoke.
所以你就知道，当这个动物在轭的底下
，and supposed to till the ground of God.
它应该是为着它的主人而耕田的时候。
And whenever It sees something.
当他看见一个东西吸引他注意的时候
，that interested him.
吸引他注意
，it will go aside.
所以他就跑到不耕田，跑到旁边。
And if that's the case,
如果是那个样子
，the field will not be straight.
他的耕的这个田就不会直。
The work cannot be done.
所以主人的这个活就没有办法干完。
So you find in the hands of the farmer.
所以你就知道，在这个农夫的手上
，there is a gourd，
所以有一个刺
，it is a stick with a sharp edge。
它这个刺，它这个鞭子的顶端就是有一个一个刺。
So whenever the animal tried to go away，
所以当这个牛的话不走到别的地方
，the farmer will use the gourd。And touch its thigh.
所以这个农夫的话，就用那个刺来刺他的肋旁
，just to touch it.
就是轻轻的接触一下。
You know, the farmer will never try to hurt the animal.
你知道，他这个农夫的话，不是要来伤害这个农。
It's just to remind the animal that it has its master.
所以他就是提醒这个牛说，你是有你的主人的。
But the animal is wild.
但是这个有的时候，这个 animal 还是可以。
So it kicks back.
所以他就用脚踢刺。
Now when it kicks back, it hurts.
所以将用脚踢刺的时候，他就会受伤。
And after several times,
所以几次之后
，then it learns its lesson.
所以这个牛就得到了这个教训。
So this is what God is saying to Saul.
所以这就是神对扫罗所说的。
You are under yoke.
你是在轭底下。
But you are kicking against the goads.
所以你却用脚来踢刺。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，think of that gentleman.
所以可以我们可以好好来思想这个扫罗。
When that gentleman was seizing people,
所以当这个扫罗在各地捉拿信主的人
，he was seizing men and women.
他捉拿男女
，and he persecuted them.
他也迫害他们。
And if you can imagine the scene,
如果你可以想象这样的光景
，will this man's conscience be touched?
这个人的这个良心是不是会？会摸着他的良心。
Remember when Stephen was stoned.
你们记得当斯提凡被石头打死的时候。
He was there watching the whole scene.
扫罗也是在旁观者之一。
He noticed the face of Stephen like the face of an angel.
他所以看见当斯提凡被石头打的时候，他的脸面发光，像天使一样。
He heard the voice of Stephen.
他听见斯提凡的声音。
I see the heavens open.
我看见天开了
，and one like the Son of Man was standing at the throne.
人子坐在宝座之上
，and he heard Stephen's prayer.
他也听见斯提凡的祷告
，forgive them，
赦免他们
，brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，as a gentleman，
一个很有风度的人
，how could he not be moved in his conscience？
他在他良心中怎么会不受到感动呢？
He must have seen something that he knew this was real.
所以他一定看见了一些，然后他心中深深的感觉这是真实的。
But he tried to bribe his conscience.
但是他却好像愿意把他的良心摆在一边。
And he doubled his effort to persecute.
他更加加倍的来迫害基督徒。
Again and again, God reminded him.
几次几次神来提醒他
But he was not listening.
但是他却不听
Then who was hurt?
所以谁受到了伤害
God was hurt?
是不是神呢
Or he was hurt?
还是扫罗
And God said you are being hurt.
神说你是那位受害
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
When Saul heard that voice,
当扫罗听见那个声音
，And in Galatians chapter 1, he said he saw the Son of God.
所以在加拉太书第一章，他说他听见神子的声音。
Even he saw him.
他看见神，看见了神子。
His naked eye was blinded.
他的肉眼是瞎的。
But his inner eyes were open.
但是他心中的眼睛却被打开。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
this is a transforming vision.
这是一个生命改变的一个意象。
Here you find this young man.
在这里我们看见这个年轻人。
He saw that heavenly vision.
他看见那个天上的意象。
And that heavenly vision completely changed him.
这个天上的意象完全的改变了他。
And what is that vision?
所以那个意象是什么呢？
That vision is nothing else.But Christ Jesus Himself.
这个意象不是别的，就是基督耶稣他自己。
He considered Jesus as an impostor of Judaism.
他把耶稣当作犹太教的异端。
But now he sees this Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
但是他现在却看见这个耶稣是那个基督，是永生神的儿子。
He saw the Son of God.
他看见了神的儿子。
And he capitulated himself.
所以他就完全的降服在神子的脚下。
And this vision of Christ completely changed.
这个基督的意象完全的改变他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is a vision that we need to receive.
这也是我们每一个人应该接受的意象。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We see Jesus as Savior.
我们看见耶稣是救主。
That is wonderful.
那是非常好。
And because we have seen Jesus as our Savior.
因为我们看见耶稣是我们的救主。
Therefore, by the grace of God, we are saved.
所以因为神的恩典，我们就得救。
You know, I was brought up in a Christian family.
你知道，我是在一个基督徒的家庭中长大的。
My father was a pastor.
我的父亲是一个牧师。
And he loved the Lord.
他爱主。
He was persecuted when he believed in the Lord Jesus.
当他信主的时候，他也受到迫害。
He was almost being an outcast by the family.
所以他好像被他的家人要驱逐在外。
But thank God he was faithful.
但是感谢神，他却是对神完全的忠心。
So from my childhood, I knew the Lord in my mind.
所以从我的孩童开始，我就在我的头脑中间知道神。
I never really doubted him.
我从来没有对这个有任何怀疑。
But I did not feel I need him.
但是在我的心中，好像我却不觉得我需要他。
I felt the world needs him.
我知道这个世界上别人需要他。
But I, as a young man, as a student,
我是一个年轻人，是一个学生。
I'm too good to be saved.
我太好，我不需要神的救恩。
So I did not believe in him.
所以我那个时候却对他却没有完全的相信。
I was in total blindness.
我就是完全的在这个瞎眼中间。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God began to work in my life.
神在我的生命中、生活中开始工作。
He began to reveal to me my sins.
他开始对我来显现我的罪。
Nobody talked to me.
没有人对我说。
But the Holy Spirit was working in me.
但是圣灵却在我的心中来工作。
He began to allow me to see that there is no good in me.
他让我看见我自己毫无良善。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
as a young man,
一个年轻人,
14 years old,
那时候我才14岁,
for a whole year I sought the Lord.
在一年的中间, 我完全的来寻找神,
but I couldn't find him.
但是我却不能够找到他。
But when I was in real desperation,
但是我在一切的完全的绝望中间,
he met me.
他却遇见了我,
and he delivered me.
却他就拯救了我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹, 当然,
it needs a lifetime to know him.
我们的一生要就一生之力来认识他。
Not only in our lifetime,
不只是一生之力，一生之久,
but in eternity to know him.
在永世中间，我们都是要来认识他。
That is the thrill of knowing Christ.
好像这是 认识基督在我们心中让我们的感觉的。
There is no end of knowing him.
对，认识基督这件事情没有结尾。
The more you know him,
你更多的认识他。
The more you're absorbed to him,
你就更多的被他所吸引。
The more you will surrender yourself to him,
你就更多的把自己降服给他。
The more you will allow him to work out his salvation, full salvation in you.
你就愿意更多的把他这个完全的救恩能够工作在你的身上。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹,
do not be content just by knowing him as your Savior.
所以不只是满足于说我们只知道他是我们的救主而已。
Remember, this is only the beginning.
记得这只是一个开始。
The knowing of Christ is without end.
认识基督是没有结尾的。
The more you know him,
你更多知道他,
the more you surrender to him.
你就会更多把自己降服给他。
You know the reason why today God's people seem to live their own lives.
弟兄姐妹, 好像今天我们看见神的子民还是过着自己的生活。
Why?
为什么?
Because they do not know him enough.
因为我们对于这我们的主没有足够的认识。
But if by the grace of God,
但是因为神的恩典,
we come to know that heavenly vision,
我们就可以得看见这个天上的异象。
And we begin to know him more and more.
我们就会更多的认识他。
Just like the hymn said, more about Jesus.
就像我们刚才诗歌所讲的，更多认识耶稣。
And the more you know him,
你更多认识耶稣。
The more he is precious to you.
你就会更觉得他对你的宝贵。
The more your life will be transformed,
你生命就会有更大的改变。
You will be delivered from yourself.
你就从你自己中间能够被拯救出来。
And allowed him to be your life and your all.
你就让他能够成为你的生命，成为你的一切。
So this is the heavenly vision.
所以这是那个天上的意象。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹
it does not stop here.
但是还不是停在这里。
Because we find Saul.He asked two questions.
我们就知道，当扫罗看见异象，他问了两个问题。
The first question is, Lord, who are you?
他第一个问题就说，主啊，你是谁？
And then after he knew who the Lord was,
在他知道主是谁之后，
then he asked the second question.
他就问第二个问题，
Lord, what shall I do?
主啊，我当做什么？
You know, it is quite something that came from that young man.
所以这对这个年轻人来讲是一件很不容易的事。
Because that young man was a master of himself.
因为这个年轻人是他自己的主人。
He was a person to govern and not to be governed.
他是一个人，他是一个愿意去管别人，却不愿意自己被管的。
But now you find a perfect surrender.
但是现在你却看见这个完全的降服。
He began to realize that there was one to whom he had no match.
所以他就看见好像那个有一个他完全无法匹敌的一个人。
There was one who was his own master.
他这个所看见的这位是他成为他的主人。
So he began to lay down himself.
所以他就把自己放下。
And said, Lord, what shall I do?
所以他就说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”In the past, he knew what he will be doing.
在他不认识主之前，他知道他自己应该做什么。
And he was doing these things.
所以他就做那些事。
But now,
但现在
，he was completely in the hands of God.
他却愿意把自己完全交在神的手中。
He gave up his own right.
他放弃他自己的权利。
And he handed over.To Christ.
他把权力交在基督的手中。
He didn't know what to do now.
他现在你看，他连做什么都不知道。
So he said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
所以他说，主啊，你要我做什么？
I am at your disposal.
我完全在你的手中。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
are you at the disposal of Christ?
你我是不是在基督的手中？
Or is life still in your own hand?
还是说你自己的生活还是完全在 你的手中
You have your plan
你有你的计划
You have your ambition
你有你的野心
You know what God going to do
你知道你要做什么
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
If you see Jesus as Christ the Son of God
如果你看见耶稣是基督永生神的儿子
You will have to give up your right
你就会把你自己的权利放下
You have no right to live your own life.
你没有权利来过自己的生活。
Because in the first place, that life was given to you by God.
因为第一来讲，你生命本来就是神所给的。
And when that life was given,
所以当那个神给了你这个生命
，it was for a purpose.
有一个目的
，to do the will of God.
做神的为了神的旨意而活。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
every one of us
每一个我们在座的
are born for the will of God.
都是因为神的旨意而生
But only after we are born again that we are on the way to the will of God.
所以只有当我们在重生的时候所以我们好像才在往这个神的旨意这个路上 而走
Absolute surrender.
完全的降服
is the life of a Christian.
是应该是基督徒一生的生命生活。
If there is not that absolute surrender,
如果那个没有完全的降服
you will never be able to live a victorious Christian life.
你就没有办法过一个得胜的基督徒的生活。
So this young man said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
所以这个年轻人扫罗就说，主啊，你要我做什么？
You know, he was fully expecting the Lord in heaven to tell him what to do.
所以他在那边，他的期望是在天上的这个神来告诉他该做什么。
Because he was a person who always gave command.
因为他是好像原来都是那个愿意下命令的人。
And this was the first time he was going to listen to command.
所以这是第一次，好像他愿意接受别人的吩咐。
And he felt he had every right to hear directly from the Lord.
他也觉得他自己好像有这个权利，应该要听见主对他的吩咐。
It must be a great surprise to him.
但是对他来讲，好像却是一个极大的一个意外。
Because the Lord told him，
因为这个主告诉他
，You go to Jerusalem to Damascus，
你到到大马士革
，Wait there，
在那里等候。
I will send someone to come to you，
我却会派遣一个人来找你。
And what my will is for you is to be told to you by that person。
所以那个人会把我的心旨意来告诉你。
Do you know what is involved here?
你们知道在这里我们看见的是什么吗？
You know, in our concept,
所以在我们的观念中间，
we think there's nothing more than the Lord and I.
所以我们只会想到的就是主还有我们自己。
We hear people say, the Lord and I, that's all I need.
所以就说我们所常听到人讲就是说主是我所需要的。
We feel it's very spiritual.
我们好像觉得这样讲的时候是非常属灵。
This person,
这个人
he just want the Lord.
他只要的主
and nothing else.
其他一切都不要。
How spiritual that is.
这何等的属灵。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹
if the Lord should tell him what he should do,
如果是主告诉他该做什么
you know what will happen to this young man.
你知道这个对他身上会发生什么事情吗？
He will rise up and do the will of God independently all by himself.
他就会起来，完全的独立的来做神给他的吩咐。
He will not care to have any fellow workers.
他却不，他就不觉得他有任何的需要，任何有同工的需要。
He will not have fellowship with any other believers.
他也不会与其他的信主的人有交通。
Because he is the person.The Lord and I.
所以他就是那个人，好像只看见主还有他自己。
And if he should act in that way,
如果他如此做的话，
he will destroy instead of build up the work of God.
所以他所做的就是毁坏神的工作，而不是建立神的工作。
So in the very beginning, you find in that vision the Lord teaching a valuable lesson.
所以你就看见在这个最先的他所受到的意象中间，神就教导他一个非常重要的一个功课。
Now you are saved.
现在你得救了。
Now you know why you are here on earth.
那现在你知道为什么你在活在这个世上。
Now you know that you are to serve me.
现在你知道你应该要服侍我。
But remember,
但是记得
you are not the only one who is serving me.
你并不是那个唯一来服侍我的。
Because I'm using many to build up my church.
因为我是使用许许多多的来建立我的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
So here you find this young man learned another lesson.
所以你就看见这个年轻人他又接受另外一个教训。
And he learned it from the very beginning.
他就学到这个教训在刚开始。他信主的时候
if we do not learn it at the beginning,
如果我们不是这样开始的时候
we will have to learn it later on.
我们以后还是要学
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
we need the Lord,
我们需要主
but we also need one another.
我们也需要彼此
The great apostle needs an unknown person to help him.
这个大使徒知道一个好像名不见经传的小弟兄来帮助他。
So the Lord sent him to Damascus.
所以神就差遣到大马士革。
And he waited 3 days.
他在那里等候了3天。
Without eating.
没有吃任何东西。
Praying.
他去完全在祷告
waiting upon the Lord
在等候主
and the Lord wonderfully sent Ananias to him
所以很奇妙的我们的主就派差遣了亚拿尼亚到他那里去
compare these two men
我们来比较这两个人
this young man Saul was a great man
所以这个扫罗是一个好像他自己认为很了不起的人
and he will be a great person used by God in the future
在这以后的话他也成为一个在主里面或被主大为使用的人
But Ananias was comparatively unknown
所以这个亚拿尼亚却是一个未见经传的人
Of course he was known in Damascus
所以在大马士革当人知道他
A very pious person
是一个非常敬虔的人
But comparing with a young man there is no comparison
当你与他拿他与扫罗比较的时候好像却完全没有比的
But thank GodFor that unknown person.
但是感谢主对于这一个没有人知道的一个小弟兄
Because God appeared to him.
所以神对他显现
And sent him to Saul.
就把亚拿尼亚差遣到扫罗那里
He said, Lord, I have heard of this person.
所以这个亚拿尼亚对主说主我听见过这个人
He is coming to seize us.
他却大马士革来捉拿我们
I'm a target of his Work.
我也是他捉拿的对象之一。
How can I go and see him?
我怎么能够好像到他那里去嘞
？You know, Saul cannot see Ananias.
你知道，因为那个扫罗那时候没有办法看亚拿尼亚。
If he saw Ananias, he will seize him.
如果他看见亚拿尼亚的话，他就把亚拿尼亚也抓了。
Ananias could not see Saul.
亚拿尼亚也那时候也没有见到扫罗。
Because if he saw Saul.He will be caught by Saul.
所以他遇到这个扫罗，他又被扫罗捉了。
And yet God did a wonderful work.
但是神却做了一个非何等奇妙的事。
God sent that unknown person to that well-known person.
他神把一个没有人知道的亚拿尼亚送到大有名声的这个扫罗那里。
And Ananias went into the house.
所以亚拿尼亚就进到房间里面。
Lay his two hands upon him.
就把两只手放在扫罗身上。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
instead of Saul laying hands on Ananias,
这好像不是说当初扫罗想着要捉拿这个亚拿尼亚。
Now you see the reverse.
那你现在看见是相反的。
It's Ananias lay his hands on Saul.
却是亚拿尼亚把他两只双手放在扫罗身上。
What do you mean by laying off hands?
所以什么意思？他把他手放在扫罗身上。
Laying off hands in the scripture means joined into one.
所以在这个当我们把手放在另外一个弟兄的身上的话，在属灵意义来讲，就是我们就成为合一。
So he laid his hands on Saul.
所以他把手放在扫罗身上。
And say, brother, Saul,
扫罗兄弟
，You are no longer an enemy.
你不再是我的敌人
You are my brother.
你是我的弟兄
God sent me here to open your eyes.
神把我来送到差遣到你这里来开你的眼睛
And more than that,
不仅如此
to tell you what he wanted you to do.
来告诉你他要你做什么
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
because of this,
因为这个
you find Saul learned a most precious lesson.
你就看见扫罗，他学到了一个极为宝贵的一个功课。
So what is the heavenly vision?
所以说，什么是天上的意象
？The heavenly vision, the major part is Christ.
这个主要的部分就是基督。
How he is the Christ?
他是怎么样？他的基督的意义在哪里
？He is the anointed of God.
他是神所受膏的那一位。
He is sent by God to finish a work.
他是被神所差遣完成神的工作
The work of salvation
这个救赎的工作
Saving to the uttermost
把我们拯救到底
He is God's man
他是神的人神人
Not, That is the mission
这是他的使命
But he is the son of God
他是神子
That is his person
他是他的人的那一位
He is equal with God
他与神同等
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
He is the heir of all things.
他是继承神所一切产业。
All God's thoughts are centered upon him. All God's thoughts are centered upon him.
神的所有的心意都在他的身上。
This is Christ.
这是基督。
This is the Son of God.
这是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
Again, I will say.
我要再说。
There is no end of knowing Christ.
所以，对我们认识基督来讲，没有结尾。
That is the thrill of Christianity.
这是好像基督这个信仰，让我们觉得心中非常兴奋。
Because there is no end of knowing Him.
因为我们要继续追求他，没有结束。
And the more you know Him,
你更多的认识他。
The more you will give yourself up to Him.
你就愿意更多把你自己交在他手中。
That you may decrease and He may increase.
他必减少。我必减少，他必增加。
Until he becomes all and all in you.
直到他成为你完全的，一切的一切。
On the other hand,
另外一方面
，you also need your brothers and sisters.
我们也需要弟兄姐妹。
Because God is using all of us to build up His church.
因为神要使用我们每一位来建立他的教会。
Even though Our service may be different.
有可能我们好像我们的服事不太一样。
But the purpose is the same.
但是目的却是一样。
The Lord said, you are Peter.
神说你是彼得。
You are a living stone.
你是活石。
A piece of that massive rock.
是那个磐石中间的一小块。
Now I'm using people such as you.
我们神是 用到我们每一位
to build you together into my church
把我们建立起来成为他自己的教会
This is my body
这是我的身体
The fullness of me
这充充
是我的充满
是我的充满
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姐妹
This is included in the heavenly vision
这也包括在这天上的意象中间
and Again, I will say,
我要再说
even with this matter of the church,
就这个教会来说
our understanding of it will be increasing.
我们的对教会的认识也会增加
Maybe in the beginning, you only think of your individual life.
可能在得救开始，你想到你自己个人的生活
even in your service.You're thinking on your own.
就是在这种我们一起的这个服事中间，我们也只是想到我们自己。
This was the way that I first began.
这就是我开始的时候。
After I was saved,
我得救之后。
By the grace of God, I was zealous for Him.
我对神是有非常大的热心。
I was still in high school.
我才在高中。
But we organized meetings.
所以我们就组织许多的聚会。
We organized bands to.Go to the villages to preach.
我们就组织许多的传道的队伍到这个乡村中间。
I'm serving God on my own.
我用自己的想法来服侍神。
I thought that was what He liked me to do.
当时我想这是神喜欢我做的。
I had my own plan of serving Him.
我有自己的想法来服侍他。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He broke down all my plans.
所以他就把我的所有的计划好像全部都打翻了。
He put me in such an environment.
他把我放在一个环境中间。
That he began to show me what his church is.
他就来在那个环境中间，他来告诉我他的教会应该是怎么样。
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
I'm still learning.
我还是在学习。
We are all learners. We are all learners.
我们都是学生。
I think probably you have heard this story.
所以你可能听到这个样的一个故事。
A medical doctor.
一个医生。
Kinnear. Dr. Kinnear.
Dr. Kinnear. Dr. Kinnear, 弟兄。
I know him personally.
我个人很知道他。
He wrote the biography of Watchman Nee.
所以他写过尼托生弟兄的自传。
And when he graduated from Medical school.
当他从这个医学院毕业的时候
，He had a bright future.
他有非常好的前途。
But he felt the Lord called him to be a missionary.
但是却好像神呼召他要做一个传教士。
And before he left London,
在他离开伦敦之前
，Brother Nee came to London.
尼弟兄到了伦敦。
And they met together.
所以他们就见面了。
For about 2 weeks, I think.
所以见面可能有两个星期之久。
And Dr. Kinnear asked our brother.
说肯内医生就问了我们的尼弟
兄。I'm going to India to be a missionary.
我要到印度做传教士。
He was to work with Carmichael.
所以他要在那边问一个另外一个。
Carmichael.
A very
famous sister.
一个非常有名的一个姐妹 Carmichael 一起同工。
So he asked Rodney, he said, do you have any advice for me?
所以他就问尼弟兄，你对我有没有一些的忠告？
And Rodney told him.
尼弟兄就告诉他。
He said, you need to wear a red letter L upon you.Red letter L.
你需要再写一个这个字，这个 L， 这个 learner， 这个 L 字，然后挂在你的这个肩上。
Because at that time in England,
因为那时候在英国
，if you're learning to drive，
如果你要学习开车
，you have to put a large letter L on your car。
你必须在你的车上放一个。很大大写的很大的 L 在你的车上。
So everybody knows you are a learner.
所以很多人都知道你在那边学习如何驾驶。
And be careful of you.
所以他们就会看到你的车就很小心。
So Brother Lee say you need to put an L on you.
所以说尼弟兄就跟这个弟兄讲说，你需要在身上挂一个大的 L 这个字。
You know, as a missionary, you thought you are going to teach.
所以你因为尼弟兄 他的想法可能认为他传教士他是去教导人的。
But not knowing that you're going to learn.
但是你不知道你不是去教导人而是你去学习的。
Your whole life is to learn.
一生的生命生活都是要学习。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
If we will put that L letter upon each one of us.
如果我们能够每一个都能够把这个 L 放在我们的身上
，Thank God，
感谢神
，We will learn a lot，
我们就会学习认识很多。
So this is what the Lord wants for us，
所以这是神对我们的心意。
So we are never tired of the heavenly vision，
所以为什么我从来不厌倦于跟弟兄姐妹交通于天上来意象这个题目
？Because there is no end to it。
因为这天上意象是没有结尾的。
We are all learning and learning and learning.
我们不停地来学习。
Until we see him face to face.
直到我们与他面对面的一天。
And there, we will learn even quicker.
所以那个时候我们可能学习得更快。
So may the Lord bless every one of you.
我们求主祝福我们每一位。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, how we praise and thank thee.
亲爱主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
You love us and love us to the uttermost.
你爱我们就爱我们到底。
You will not be satisfied just by saving us.
你实在不仅仅于满足于让我们仅仅得救。
Because you have called us according to your glory and virtue.
因为是你按照自己的荣耀美德来呼召我们。
Give us a humble heart.
给我们一个谦卑的心。
That we may always be in hunger and thirst after righteousness.
所以我们对于这个都是永远是饥渴慕义。
And allow thee to fill us to the fullest.
让你自己完全充满在我们中间。
To the glory of God.
能够显现神的荣耀。
We ask in thy name.
我们奉你的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Amen.